Blog Talk Radio.
Computer off, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat hell if I can run away from it.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship...
Mele.
...Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore...
That good,
to seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Hail, away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
If you choose to accept,
gotta get that money, gotta get that money.
Your mission, if you choose to accept,
gotta get that money, man, gotta get that money, gotta get that money, man, gotta get that money.
Your mission, if you choose to accept,
you gotta get that money, man.
I'm on a mission and my Glock is loose. Bruce, Bruce, Bob, Squash, and Goofy Bone about to get loot. Hustling every day in that 408. I gotta make that money so y'all can fucking hate. In that 06 Charger, you better all watch it. I'm still in Dickie with my Louis Vuitton wallet. Stomping in the streets cause I need my green. Cause this money fulfills my dreams. I'm a gangster with so many hoes. They work for me and I collect their dough. Living the life like a grown man should. Selling cocaine in my motherfucking hood. Making money 24/7. Cause I'm a gangster and I'll never see heaven. You gotta make this life what you make it. This money comes and goes just like my ex bitch.
Your mission.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that, gotta get that, gotta get that money, man.
Yeah, man. What a dope.
It's the Four Bros, bro.
Yeah. Fucking with the homeboy by squad from the faculty, California.
Yeah,
let's get it, man.
Let's get it.
Yeah. We getting money round here, straight low in the faculty. Push it hard, double up, get that quiet by enemy. Never gonna catch me slacking on anything. Check this sound, skin, dog, I get my blood sweating since I love my city.
Home of the tank.
I love this bro. Come and get it, man. I got that merchandise. This shit will put your ass to sleep or keep you up all night. Goofy Bone Bros, bro, rolling with my squad. Jimmy beat, we attack. We gon' make this shit hot. Share the club a new asshole in any town. When we up in the building, it's going down. When we come through, you already know the crew. You already know the shit. Homie, who the fuck is you? If you don't really know me, why you running your mouth? You gon' fuck with my money, I'ma knock your ass out.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that.
Boy Boss, man. Collaborating with my niggas straight low.
Straight
records,
low,
man. We doing it real big, man. Real humongo, man.
Real
get that money. Yeah.
They think I work at Wamu. Counting all that cash. I'm counting stacks, racks, and bundles popping rubber bands. I got about 20 shoeboxes filled with loot. Stash above my head in the ceiling in case I need a lawyer. Need I do whatever's necessary to get my family through. I hustle hard for the money. Hear it in my music too. Cash money, new money, last money, all money. I'm chasing all of it, sonny. Ain't a damn thing funny. On the mission, my daily grind, trying to fulfill my needs. I deserve the better thing. I got grande dreams. Come play me a me though. I got muchos dinero.
arrow. Yeah, I got a consistent cash flow. My mentality's so thorough. My tongue is set growling, hungry like a fat kid. That dude in my robbery, what that shit cheesy did. Rock, watch, getting it in with my straight low fan. Find it with my gold seat, phone that money trash.
Money is your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept,
you gotta get that money, man.
People, this is Freak the Out Fridays going down right here live on WDGE Radio. It's regular game radio starship smelly pride. Can't smell so good in the motherfucking building. And, you know, like good peoples do, we help our peoples too, you know what I'm saying? So my co-host, Mr. Zion Nye, is helping out the parents today, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got to do the family maintenance, you know what I'm saying? Keep the family maintained. So he holding it down. So shouts out to everybody over there in the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? Big up to Mr. Goofy Bone. And tune to him the day after this show for Shock Change Friday. And he's doing a real big one of the six deals. You know what I'm saying? Got Mr. Uncle F in the building. And Miss Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show. And hey, if you need some strip club music too, hit me up, Uncle F. Uncle F. Gonna be up in the strip club, people, you know what I'm saying? Y'all holler at it. Well, not really, but yeah. They're gonna be doing this thing real big. We got Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? It's mom birthday. Y'all already know what time it is when it's the birthday. I don't believe in that sitting by listening shit. Most motherfuckers say, yeah, you call in, and if you don't press anything, I won't pull you into the show. We fucked up. Ain't no free listening on this motherfucker, goddammit. I got to pay for this goddamn airtime shit. Everybody coming in this motherfucker here. Yeah.
But what if I don't say anything?
Oh, it don't matter. Then you get a warning. No, I get down. You already know the rules of the show.
Oh, man.
I thought I was VIP. What happened to VIP?
You VIP, but, yeah. Very,
No. VIP can't sit back and chill?
No, what is VIP? I think of something in a minute for that.
Yeah. Give me a break.
That single spine ass up in this motherfucker.
Woo-hoo. Poopy bone.
What's up, baby?
Yeah, you know what's up. You wake up with it every morning.
Oh, believe me, it was hot as hell today, too.
Oh, man, I don't even know how to take that. You wake up with it every morning, like, hard on, like, okay.
Come on, News, come inside. You're going to hang
you
out.
You already know.
No. Look at that, Boo Noo, Boo Noo.
Boo Noo's in the house, people.
Boo Noo. Boo Noo's going
to
like speak.
Heavenly Angel, I appreciate you coming to the show last night.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy your show. It's a good one.
What's that, late night show?
Sometimes, yeah, I still got the late night going. The morning show, it's like, you know, I'm on the hustle right now, so it's like, fuck that. But the late night, I got to do the late night. I get hella emails. They're like, where's Goofy Bone at?
So I got on the show change during the day, though. That's the daytime. Right?
Oh, yeah, that's the daytime. Yeah, daytime is the show change.
Oh.
Right.
Hey, excuse me for interrupting. You know Obama's speaking live right now about the wisdom of the building, Islamic Center near Ground Zero. What's the wisdom of the building?
Who the fuck cares? The bitch is not built on top of the goddamn site, so who the fuck cares if you put a goddamn strip club down the street? Who the fuck cares if you put an atheist church down the street? I ain't going to the motherfucker.
But what's crazy is that he's even talking about it. Come on. We got more issues to worry about.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's because of Mr. Pastor Jones that wants to make such a big deal out of the motherfucking Bible burning of the Quran and shit that Mr. Obama feels himself has to come out and be the peace man to talk about this dumb shit. But all this is a part of the plan, man. All this is a part of the plan. That faggot-ass Pastor Jones, you know what I'm saying? He's a nobody who they done picked to be the little, you know what I'm saying, call-out guy to call all this shit out, you know what I'm saying, to try to set some little events in motion. How can you sit up here and get mad at something that you know nothing about?
Hey, but wait a minute. I got a question. How come no one's, like, bombed any Muslim people the way they bombed us?
Who you know to bomb?
Exactly.
You be bombing yourself.
Exactly. You don't know who the fuck to bomb. You know what I mean? So it's like, who gives a damn if they have a mosque, if they have this, if they have that? Who cares?
Why in the hell haven't any so-called terroristic attacks or acts happened since that motherfucking 9/11 bullshit? Anywhere. I mean, anything. It ain't been no motherfucking, you know, bitches walking in the damn McDonald's with a bomb on them and shit, blowing up a fucking McDonald's. Ain't been no motherfuckers. Hell, you ain't even heard school shootings. What happened to the school shootings? Kids stopped carrying guns?
The white kids know that they're gonna die in the end, so they don't want to do it no more.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, that shit's real. Fucking Bob and Billy, they died. They never came back. I thought they were going to do the Harry Potter and come back.
No, they're like, where do I deposit the extra quarters at? You know, it's like, I get an extra man, you know, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. I got an extra man. And I have some lines left over, man. I didn't use all my credits up. Take life is a motherfucking game. But most kids do nowadays. They take life for granted, you know what I'm saying? And run around think shit so sweet, you know what I'm saying? I had a motherfucking little jig. I still owe him a slap in the motherfucking mouth. Punk ass little motherfucker came up to my spot. I'm up at the club and shit. He ain't old enough to drink, but, you know, he's old enough to be a fucking nuisance to every goddamn body. You know what I'm saying? They bring his little punk ass outside, asked me for a blunt. I told little nigga no. Because he didn't want to buy the shit. So, hell no. So when I turn my back to go and change my motherfucking CD, you know what I'm saying? Slicky Dick goes and takes apart himself to grab one of my blunts or whatever he grabbed. When I turn back around, I see him making a motion, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I look, I give him that eye like, nigga, don't you touch my shit. You know what I'm saying? So I come back over to the table, he walking away and shit. I look down into my bucket, you know what I'm saying? He turned back around as he about to walk in the club, said, yeah, nigga, I took something out of it and walked into the club. I'm like, oh, okay, okay. And I ain't seen him since then. So I went over and get a pre-warning to his little homies that be coming around, but yeah. I said, your homie, man, he did some disrespectful shit. To the point where, you know, he act like he one of my peers or something. He done grew up with me. So next time he come around, I'm going to slap that nigga in his motherfucking mouth. And then I'm going to explain to him, I didn't grow up with you. You didn't graduate in 1996 with me. So all you 2,000 motherfucking bitch niggas that come out, you know what I'm saying, thinking that you hard, you gonna run up against the wrong one. So the nigga, I ain't seen him yet, though. I mean, I ain't, before I even say hello, I'm going to slap that nigga in his motherfucking mouth. Then we can talk after that. It's just disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? And that's today's youth, though, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they might carry a pistol, but they don't know how to use the shit. Aiming all into the sky and shit, shooting birds out in the sky. That's why I ain't got no birds no more. Because motherfucking kids done got guns, and they don't know how to shoot. They shooting birds out of the goddamn sky and shit, you know what I'm saying? Pow, ain't hitting nothing. Ain't bust out a car window. Ain't grazed the ground. Ain't even hit the ground. Motherfuckers can't even hit the ground. But want to, you know, quick to pick up a gun or quick to run their motherfucking mouth like they can back it up because they 10 deep. You know what I'm saying? But you in their ass, their motherfucking mouth, all 9 of them bitches will run. And Lee, they got that homie on stuff.
You know what pisses me off is when they shoot innocent people. You know what I mean? People have nothing to do with your motherfucking drama or whatnot. You go and shoot people. Just to shoot them. You know what I mean?
That's how they do.
And that right there pisses me the fuck off, people.
Yeah.
It's like, if someone had nothing to do with it, then leave them out of it. So you want to go ahead and motherfucking shoot people? Like, Miss Computer Lady posted this haircut lady. She was, like, famous over there in Toledo, Ohio. And she motherfucking got drove by, got shot for what? Being a haircut lady? I mean, serious.
The bitch forgot my part.
Exactly, huh?
Oh.
Fuck.
I told you I wanted a head. She ain't his my eyebrows. She ain't his my eyebrows. I had to go shoot the place up. She's crazy, motherfucker. And they don't even go after the motherfucker. That'd be the fucked up part. If you the motherfucker dude that they actually have to, shit, you the best one in the picture because they ain't finna hit you. They going to shoot at you. They ain't finna hit you. They go, man, motherfuckers just shoot with their eyes closed and shit. Oh, what the fuck these motherfuckers? Just shoot with their eyes closed. Hold on, let me shoot. Maybe I'll hit something. Oh, did I hit anything? I know my eyes aren't open. Wait till I open my eyes. Okay, let me see what I hit. What the fuck I hit? That's a lot of holes in the air, goddammit. But anyway, this is Freak the Fuck Out Friday, people. You know what I'm saying? Ready, set. Burn your goddamn church down. You know what I'm saying? That's my motherfucking feeling. And, because, you know, if you can burn, this is the description of the show. If you can burn someone else's religious text without regard, then this is what should happen to you and yours, goddammit. You know, is this freedom of speech like these punk motherfuckers keep talking about? You know what I'm saying? Or is this an amendment violation, you know? And then, you know, at the end, what you got special for the weekend. You know what I'm saying? But this is what's going to take us.
Moga got him.
Yeah, this is what's going to take us into this 9-11 weekend. You know what I'm saying? This is 9-11 weekend, people. I don't know what the fuck. You know what I'm saying? But, some propaganda shit's gonna come out from this weekend, I guarantee you. And with this Pastor Jones, you know what I'm saying? He got a semi headline. Everybody ain't heard about that crazy dumb motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So just because they spray that shit in the media, don't always mean it's getting the amount of media attention that you think it's getting. You know, every network ain't you know, catering to that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Except for this one. Alright, hell yeah. I had this phone number, I called that son of a bitch up. But I couldn't get a phone number. So.
Woo. Hey, sorry. Having a moment here.
Alright. Got the new
Yeah.
Somebody got a little bit of that sauce.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Right at that.
I got the cushy life going on right now.
You got the cushy who?
I got the cushy life going on right now.
Oh. Never wrong with that.
Sorry.
Wish you had something down here. Shout out Momo with the drizzy last night, though. He fired up a little drizzy, but had him in the goddamn backwoods. Man, them sons of bitches, they smoke so harsh. Shit.
Oh, man, that burn your throat.
Man, I don't give a damn what you put in there, man. Them goddamn backwoods. Shit. Yes, people, we make our own sound effects. Yes, these are, Afro sound effects for the show.
Nah, fuck that. We're live. We do all our own stuff, people. Shit. Down the street.
Woo, yeah. I like Big
Shit.
Daddy.
I want to give you something to cop on.
Yeah, Big Daddy.
Oh, that doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. I don't even sound right. Hey, woman, what you doing? You ain't supposed to cough on it. Oh,
choke on
get
it.
Get up. Damn.
Choke on it.
Hey, if you're not choking, then I'm not poking. You know what I'm saying?
Choking and poking. All right.
Oh, man, I forgot. We're on a family show here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we are?
Coming up next on
Man.
Oh, good. Hey, what you got on short change Friday? What's up for the short change Friday?
Oh, no, we're just short changing it. You know, we got an extra hustle tonight, and that's about it.
Hey, shout out to, I got new host people. I was telling Ms. Goofabone. You know, I was talking about my show yesterday Well, basically, it's my new rent man, goddammit, shit. And so I was talking to him yesterday. We started talking about the rent and everything, but then I was like, well, you know, he was like, well, what time you come out? Like, well, I do a radio show from 12 to 2. And, man, that motherfucking ears perked up like dogs, you know what I'm saying, when they hear something like, burr. He was like, what? And I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, I got an online radio show, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, well, how much would you charge me to come on to your show? And I was like,
$10,000.
I was like,
I should have just had this on.
So, you know, I kind of left it up in the air. I like probably $50 a month. Because that'll be in exchange for my motherfucking rent. That's what I'm really trying to get at. You know what I'm saying? How about you tell me, don't worry about my rent. And I'll hook you up with as many motherfucking hours as you need to get whatever you need across. Period.
Just make sure you don't go to the premium.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just played.
I told him I have premium, but yeah. Hey, don't never let your left side know what your right side doing all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Sometimes you keep them things separate. So, shit, he old school, old man, you know, older man. But he's an ex-radio show host from the AM show, AM station that we had now, WTFP. So he's experienced. He got a radio, whole radio show schedule. You know what I'm saying? His whole format. He got everything written out. How he want to run the show, what he going to be talking about. He's actually organized, which, you know, he was like, well, how'd you get your people? I was like, honestly, man, all my shit came off of word of mouth. I mean, until the second year, then I started advertising, you know, on the business cards and stuff like that. But from the jump, shit, this show is what it is because of, you know what I'm saying, the world, goddammit. And the world
made it what it is. Do you need business cards?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I got a business card. With that same fake swole picture. That's my picture. That's my picture on the business card.
Oh, man.
Ah, man. That ain't a fake swole picture, people. All right, I just slightly enlarged myself. Widened myself. Yeah. Yeah, so to speak. When you look at the real picture, like, God, damn. You got your who?
I got my friend here. The Rush Project. Rush is on. Right here.
Rush Limbaugh?
What's going down?
Rush Limbaugh? What the hell is Pill Pop and Rush Limbaugh doing in your house?
It ain't no Rush Limbaugh now. This is the Rush Project. And
oh.
They have
the Rush Project.
Alternative hip-hop music going on.
Oh, you don't say. What? I wonder. Well, let me see, Sal. Let me see if I know about the Rush Project.
Hey, that's him.
I don't think I know the Rush Project though. All right, now we get down on that.
Yeah.
Something right after this, man. We're gonna check out. This is Rush Project. Courtesy of Miss Heaven Angel. Courtesy of Miss Computer Lady. Curtis of the world, goddamn it, because let me check this shit out. Right back at it. Grab your phone, grab a lighter, come along. I got free tickets in Babylon. God damn it. Remix. Oh. Yeah, you already know what time it is, man. Come back up in this Mula, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And konnichiwa. Konnichiwa, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Good all night.
Hey, what's going down? Hey, Rush Project, man. Let me ask you something, because I was supposed to. Ben had you on the show for
that was
another
different
interview. Huh?
You said
I was
what?
Dancing. Why'd you
turn it off?
Why
turn
it off?
Mother,
that was the end of
the song. Oh, okay.
Sorry. Anyways, goddammit. No, that was the Blaster Kid from San Jose, California.
Come on, man. I'm on
Blaster
Kid. Do laundry and shit. Sorry.
No.
Go ahead. Shout out to the Rush Project.
Yeah, good looking, man.
So you a solo act?
No, it's two of us.
Oh, it's two. Okay, that's what I was gonna say. So it's a group thing. So
group.
Okay, what's the names of the group? So is it called the Rush Project? And what's your name?
My name is Rush.
Oh, okay. So you are Rush. Okay, so who's the other dude?
My other partner's name is Communion.
Oh, okay. Oh, y'all's fucking with you.
What's his name?
Project. Nigga, we make up Rush Project.
Rush Project. Communion.
Okay, so y'all on that hip hop biblical type. You know what I'm saying? Flavor.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're all over the place, man. You know?
Okay, where you based out of?
Seattle.
Okay. So how you hook up with Miss Computer Lady?
We actually met at the clinic, the medical clinic. We pick up our good
meds
down here.
Hey, you know, that don't even sound right. But people, they're talking about another clinic.
Man, yeah, you met Miss Computer Lady at the clinic?
Yeah. At the medical clinic. The medical clinic.
This Computer Lady ain't telling us everything.
I think I better check her before I marry her.
Yeah, we went to the medical marijuana clinic.
This PC Bone ain't telling us sometimes.
Oh, man, she's smoking all my shit. Oh, my goodness. My own fiance smoking my shit.
We got to be talking about the wrong people. She talking about is from Toledo. His name is Jay Rush.
Miss Computer Lady, we're over here on it. We're talking the Rush Project, Miss Computer Lady. Got us all fucked up, Miss Computer Lady. She just cuts us off, you know, and it's just like, fuck. Oh, well, that's my lady. But anyway, go ahead, man.
Oh, my bad. Well, hell, I don't know, goddammit. You know, we all potheads, you know what I'm saying? We all sharing the same... smoke.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm getting this mixed up. I'm talking about Miss Heavenly Angel. That's her name. Yeah, not Miss Computer Lady. I'm saying Miss Computer Lady. He agreeing with me. But of course, we're getting two people mixed up with Miss Heavenly Angel. Yeah.
But she be on the computer too. I call her the Computer Lady.
Oh yeah.
It sounded right.
Oh, okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay. Yeah, we got an actual real computer lady, you know what I'm saying, that specializes in tearing down and rebuilding computers. That's our home girl. So, but she be hooking us up with a lot of artists, though. You know what I'm saying? She, if you got music and you run across her in Ohio, yeah, guaranteed, you know what I'm saying, you need to give it to her because it'll get to all us. But I don't know how the hell I got your music there. I guess Angel, you sent me his music?
Hey, what? What's him?
No, I said, did you send me his music?
I thought I did.
Okay. Now
he emailed it to you.
Yeah.
I just got his whole album. They just finished it up, and they're finishing up on a video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're ready.
Who doing the video production? Well, y'all got to keep swapping.
Yeah, let me tell you. I mean, let him tell you.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, we're doing our own video production, Magmata Records. We also got a graphic and design company called Magmata Graphic and Design, which is our mother label, and we kind of did a spinoff and did a label, which we signed ourselves to the label. But we do video, graphic and design. We do websites. We do, you know, business cards, video editing.
On the side hustle type shit. Yeah, that's the on the side hustle.
Yeah, mini hats. We wear mini hats.
So how long you been in the biz though?
For like, 20 years.
Oh shit, man! I thought you was young, man. Go like me, shit. Veterans trying to still do the thing. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where the real music come out at. You know what I'm saying? When you're young, you making all that goddamn titty bop, pussy pop music. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got that much substance to it. You start getting up in the age, you know what I'm saying? You start,
yeah,
you know, opening up that third eye. You can really, you know, yeah, you can talk about some more shit. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot more to talk about now.
Yeah, that teeny bop music is easy. I mean, I can do that.
Man. Pussy popping, that's what I call it. Motherfucking pussy popping ass music. Play that shit.
Boom, you go. Club. Go there.
Unless we in the strip club.
Oh, definitely.
All right, so what's the name of your album coming out?
It's called Therapy. It's available now on iTunes, Amazon.com, you know, all your local and websites as far as that download music. And it's also available on our website, therestproject.com, and also on magmatarecords.com. You can find the album. Magmata is M-A-G-A-T-A. Records.
M-A-G-A-T-A.
M-A-G-M-A-T-A.
Oh, okay. And what's this? Well, yeah, because I'm high, bro. I ain't going to write it down. I ain't going to lie to you. You want to send that in the email. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll shoot you the email with the links, man, and I'll get you all that.
Yeah, definitely that. All right, well, I'm going to get into one more song by you. This what's this stomp? Explain that. Stomp the grown man.
Grown man stomp? Man, it's our anthem for smoking on that grown man. We call it grown man up in these parts because, you know, you got to be a grown man to smoke on it. All these little kids trying to smoke on it. They think they on acid or something.
Damn.
We got this grown man up here that'll fit you on a whole different level.
We got that cryptochronic crocolite, man. We got that death.
Hey, so how old do you have to be to be considered a grown man?
Over 25, 30.
Okay.
Even grown men get stomped out. That's the whole purpose of the song. That's why it's called the grown man song, because we even stomping out grown men just passing out off this chronic.
I would like to take you up on that challenge. Criteria is you got to come stomping in the door. If you don't stomp out, well, we already know what happened. Girl, man, stomp, people. Well, this is where all my party is out there. Welcome to the show, goddammit. It's the Rust Friday.
That's what they want. Cause out here we don't blow no plain Jane. And two hits you in the head that have to lift you with the crane. We keep it lit like a chimney. And when we keep it in the Bentley, you best hit it gently. Keep it friendly. Pass it to the left in the circle. Before we done, y'all be geeking like Urkel. I keep my watch at 420. One for the money, two before the show. Three to get ready by the four. Hit my throat.
Let's go.
Until I lay this track up like it wasn't boy to read. And keep hitting that shit until they worry to me. And you can bet I'ma cook this thing up like a chemistry set. Keep the BV in rotation and hold your hands high. That's a TRP invasion.
It's the pro man. That's what they want.
Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
shit, smell it, smell it.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship, smell it, smell it.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Damn right. That's how we do it. Bring them home, boy, man. You know what I'm saying? Beam everybody back up in this muda nigga. That's how we do it. Hard beaming, goddamn it. Hard beaming. You got to love that for you here. All right, everybody, big ups to the Rush Projects. You know what I'm saying? Doing real big, man, you know. And, what the hell?
Yes, you are.
And blasting me for selling Purdue wrong.
What's up? Am I live?
How are you, sir?
Okay. Now I'm over here doing the laundry. Boone didn't do his chores this weekend, so.
Oh, shit.
Man, I got to do all his laundry.
Tell you, boys, just can't teach a dude new, old dog new tricks, boy.
Damn. Down on you, man. Once you think you teach a dog how to do the laundry, you think he'll do it more often. Hell no.
Pee stains all on the laundry. You're supposed to wash the laundry, not pee on the laundry, man. Shit. Dogs do.
He thinks it's the opposite, you know. You bring clothes and he makes it dirtier. You know what I mean? It's like,
hey, Six Fingers will be in town. He come back in town, I believe, next week.
What, Florida?
No, motherfucker, California.
Oh, where's 6 feet at? He in the chat room?
No. I was just actually looking at his song. I talked to him yesterday. I called him on the phone.
Okay.
Let him know, you know what I'm saying? I've been, you know, pushing the little indie heat mixtape, you know what I'm saying? People liking the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? With all independent artists, you know what I'm saying? Featuring 6 Figures, got some Goofy Bone, got some Q Harper, you got some Shelly K, you got some Red Chase. You got some everybody on there. And I got a special CD I just made called Special Friends. And it strictly features Shelly K, Reed Shelby, and Q Harper. You know what I'm saying? So it's the whole mixtape with nothing. It's all nasty just like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's what's up.
I put that together. That's nice. That's been floating around in the streets. Some grown man music. That's some grown folk music right there. You know what I'm saying? So when I had that out, you know, I'm like, this ain't really jazz. It's grown folk music. That's the only category I put it in. Grown folk music.
Oh, my God.
That's how we do. All right, so check this out. Freak the Fuck Out Friday, man. I'm heading up to Gainesville. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to take part in this Quran burning. You know what I'm saying? Burning the Quran.
For real, you gonna go up there and you gonna talk shit to this Holy Quran guy?
Yeah, I'm standing there with my motherfucking Bible. And I'm the first motherfucker that's gonna goddamn throw the Bible, throw the Quran there. Well, then I'm throwing the motherfucking Bible in, goddammit. We just gonna get some fisticuffs going on.
And what, Smelly, you gonna fight these motherfuckers?
Hey, gotta do what we gotta do. Fuck it.
That's a real homeboy right there, man.
Fuck it. This is what trips me out, though. Why the hell is motherfuckers over in Iran and all these other places? How the fuck did y'all find out about this one simple, dumbass motherfucker? To the point where all y'all motherfuckers is protesting and having so-called rallies and all this shit. Over one man's motherfucking dumbass gesture? And y'all heard about this nobody who ain't never even read the Quran. So after I heard that, really, I don't give a fuck what he do now. You know what I'm saying? That means nothing now. You're not even doing it for meaning. You're just doing it for some publicity, for some headlines. That's all you're doing it for. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, come on, people. Yeah, I go out there and get me some free goddamn camera time. That's what I'm going to do. Check me out, Blow Talk Radio, MDG Radio.
YouTubers.
Yeah.
Hey, so Smelly, you really going to walk up in there and you going to tell that motherfucker something? Because I'm over here stoned, and I'm over here picturing you, like, on the CNN news and talking about this radio show host over here, and I can see you yelling at this motherfucker.
That would be hard to do the show from up there, though. Oh, well, really? Hey, you got to work tomorrow. What time
go to Starbucks. Starbucks has free internet, courtesy of AT&T.
I would think what time the burning post to start, though.
Well, you better get your clock cleared. Shit, you go over there all late. They already burned all the Quran.
You know what I'm saying? I'm coming all late.
Put a Bible up there. It's over.
What day are they doing this?
This tomorrow for 9/11.
Oh man,
this is how they're celebrating 9/11.
Yeah. Forgot. Today's my mother's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Wait. Who the hell is Irod? Because you done came up on the wrong show with all your sensitive-ass feelings and shit. Yeah.
What happened?
Look at Mr. Sensitive done came on the show and shit. Hey, why are you paying attention to that media? Because, motherfucker, I don't pay attention to the media. I am the media. Shit.
Yes, I'm looking for Hugh. Last name Jack, first name Hugh.
Now, hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jack. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jack.
Oh, I'm Hugh Jack.
I'm Irod. Oh, my bad. My bad. I forgot you was on the show. Motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, but check this out. He's a news journalist. He has his right to his opinion, people. So, hate him if you want. But the reality of this thing is this guy's just looking for publicity, man. This motherfucker, you never heard of this motherfucker. He ain't no Reverend Sharpton.
Nah, he ain't no Reverend Wright. He ain't Reverend Wright or, you know. But think about Reverend Wright would have said some dumb shit like that, though. They would have tried to close that motherfucker church down.
Who the hell's Reverend Wright?
Come on now, they want to try to close that bitch church down.
Yeah.
Talking about burning the damn Quran. We need to burn the Quran. Yeah. We need to burn it. Look at you. Since your president wants to be like that, burn the Quran. Goddamn man, be there the next day shutting that bitch shit down.
Wait a minute, I got it. Okay, the Quran is what? Is that the Muslim book?
That's the Muslim's holy Bible. You read it from back to front. When it comes to the Christian, so-called Christian Holy Bible, you read it from front to back. That tells you something right there, people.
What? Wait a minute. Say that again. You went too fast.
The true Bible, the true religion, well, which ain't even the Holy Quran either, because you got to get all into the scrolls and scriptures and all the ancient shit. So all these other transliterated, trans bullshit, I want you to motherfucking believe this revised bullshit. This is what you got nowadays, a.k.a. the Holy Quran and a.k.a. the Holy Bible. Regurgitations of somebody's misinterpretation of a reinterpretation of some shit that they can't even motherfucking read. Nobody on this motherfucker reads Arabic. Nobody reads Sanskrit. Nobody reads Hebrew or the original motherfucking language that the texts are written in. So how can you motherfucking sit up here and revise or retranslate some shit that you can't fucking read? Come on, man. Come on, people.
Maybe the following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Right.
Maybe he's got the translator app on the iPhone.
He got the what?
The translator app on the iPhone.
Translator from the iPhone. Give me a break.
It's all a fake. It's bull crap because 9/11 tomorrow. Yeah, well, we all know that, motherfucker. I mean, apparently it's your first time coming to the show, and you catching in on the ass end of our joke. You know what I'm saying? But you coming in with some political fuel and shit that and ain't nobody running for no office up in this show here. So, you know, all that.
You know what I want to know? You want to know what I want to know?
What's that?
Am I going to get my nutty on today or what?
No, she's not talking about porn, people. She's not talking about porn.
I wish she was, because believe me, I'd be all up in there.
That's 3 minutes, woman. You got like 3 minutes, woman. Y'all jumping the gun.
Hey.
Freak the fuck out Friday. But nah, you know, I appreciate everybody who comes to this show, you know what I'm saying, people? And what we do here on this show, you know what I'm saying, we give you the best uncut, uncensored, international talk we can goddamn possibly provide. You know what I'm saying? Coming straight out of Dirty South, 813 Tampa, Florida. But, yeah, we all the way around the world. You know what I'm saying? Missing my co-host right now, Mr. Side 9 from the Netherlands. And but he's taking care of the parents today, which that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We represent. And, yeah, but we can take this thing all the way over to Texas, California, Washington, motherfucking Bucharest, goddammit. Fuck it, we everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We everywhere. We in space. Everywhere. So, yeah, I mean, I do stay 2 hours down the street. That would be, you know, if I could pull that off, that would be some shit, though, to go down there, you know what I'm saying? You see me on TV. Because that fits in with my show. That fits right in with my radio show. I set up out there on the front lawn if they had Wi-Fi. And with the webcam and what, I give y'all some live goddamn commentary. Yeah, look at these motherfucking fools, people. Yes, they are really out this motherfucker. Yes. These sons of bitches. Hold on, wait a minute. Pull out my little pocket jailhouse Bible. All right, y'all fuck around. I'ma burn the green one first. See, that's how you fuck them up. You go and steal a bitch shine. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. If you really want to piss a bitch off, you steal their motherfucking shine. You go out that bitch with your own Bibles, goddammit, and fuck it. I'm burning these motherfuckers first before you burn the Quran, goddammit. I'm burning these bitches first. These jailhouse Bibles. Fuck it. Did y'all want to goddamn get all upset? Who gives a shit? How many people on this phone right now have read the entire Holy Bible?
What? I read the Holy Bible.
You read it from front to back?
Everything.
Okay, so who read the Quran?
I read the Quran and I read the Holy Bible. This is the Rush Project.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, would you be upset if anybody in this world burned either one of them texts?
No.
I mean, would that personally change your life, personally change your salvation and your faith?
No.
Would that send you to hell or in any direction or send you to heaven?
No, because it's in you, what you believe.
It's in you.
Within you, so you don't need to confide into words that's on a piece of paper.
Thank you. Like a marriage, people. Just because the motherfuckers tell you you're married by a piece of paper, if you're still out getting titties and dick sucked, then you're still hoeing around. Yeah. Now I ain't got nothing to do with it. So you're still married. Just
around.
Yeah, he's just a married hoe. Yeah.
So we're trying our ladies on in the chat room, man.
Hey, brother, you know, I forgot you was on the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to the rest of the 99.9% Americans out there.
did not forget Goofy Bone, man.
Motherfucker forgot about me, people.
Ah, man, that's my dog, man. Y'all dog bullshit. But this is the problem, though, people. This is all I'm saying with motherfuckers watching TV. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers who watch TV or listen to, like, Rush Limbaugh and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And they give you the serious side of it. They try to make it seem like it's so serious. But it's not serious. It's nothing serious at all. It's a joke. It's a fluke. And the only thing that you should be doing is trying to take advantage of the situation also by going up there and stealing some free media, goddammit. Motherfucking right.
Pull a Glenn back.
What? Shit. I'll fucking find me streaking across y'all shit. Goddamn, is that smell? Ball to the wall, goddammit. Burn this. Burn that. I jump over your fire butt naked. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. Piss on your fire. And latest news, Quran burning turns wild. Black man comes all the way down from Tampa, Florida, and pisses on the pile of Qurans. Yeah, I whipped it out and just pissed all over him. Fuck all. And he turns around and takes a dump on the front steps of the church. Wow. News at 11. Motherfucking right, man. Fuck that shit. But I already asked the Lord to take care of that for me, people. If he does burn a Bible, a Quran, I've asked the Lord to let one of them ashes or kernels fly off and burn his goddamn church to the motherfucking ground.
Hell no, that's right.
Now, Mr. Dove, World Center Outreach Center, whatever the fuck, take that. That's the only power that we have, people. That's the true power that you have to make something happen without you even have to physically be there. When that shit happens and that damn church burns down, I guarantee you my whole numbers are motherfucking skyrocketing on this show. God damn, Smell, that shit really works. Yeah, you atheist motherfucker. Shit, have faith in yourself, in your beliefs. You know what I'm saying? That's all you need to do. If you got faith, people, you know what I'm saying? That's it. It ain't nothing else after that. That's it. Faith in you, belief in you. Stop believing in another motherfucker, though. That's the problem we got today. Bitches want to believe in Obama. He's just a man just like you. He's the man in the mirror just like you. He ain't no different. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to affect your community. He ain't going to affect your city, your state, or anything else if those individuals ain't going to motherfucking change themselves. One man can't do that. A million people can't even do that. You know what I'm saying? A million people can't change one person. Only one person can motherfucking do what? Change themselves.
Yep.
That is it. All right, people, let's get fucking nutty.
Yeah, what
time is it? Tuesday night, Sinai goes and visits his mother.
Mom and Pop.
Man. All right, people, this is motherfucking time for the Nutty News, man. Nutty News coming to your pop at nuttynewsoftheday.com. All your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news. From around the world. And I mean the world. What time is it? Oh. Alright. Shots out to who the hell is this? Capo Rossi? I guess you must be the little brother of I-Rod. What the hell? But big ups to you, you know what I'm saying, and everybody riding out with the show. This segment of the show, man, we bring you news articles from around the world that don't make it to your regular headlines, you know what I'm saying? But like I always say about the headlines, don't believe them, because the head is lying. Oh, I like that one. I like that shit. All right, shouts out to all the kids out there. You know what I'm saying? Tearing up shit, you know. Oh, hopefully they don't hear me. But
What?
Nothing.
What? Sorry. I was tying my boy's shoes.
Right.
I was.
Up to tie their own shoes yet? Wow.
No, not yet. He's not quite five yet.
Well, damn, it only took me till 11 to learn mine. Shit.
Shoot.
Oh. I meant, never mind. Into the news. All right, people. We get into the night of news. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. And, yeah, man. Not all of them, man. I'm still fucked up. Hola, mi amigo, konnichiwa, to Jaime Garcia. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real quick. And we about to get into this news and do what we do. Yeah. What the? This is old news, man. All right. Well, I don't know what happened to the new news. Oh, sorry. Here we go, people. We're going to start this thing off in Georgia. All right, Georgia. Residents of Lustful Court want name change. What? What the hell kind of place is that? I'm moving to Lustful. Right. The Bibb County Commissioner, Lonzi Edwards, brought up the suggestion of a possible name change after receiving complaints. Michelle Washington, a resident of Lustful Court in Macon, says the name sparks laughter and confusion when she tells people where she lives. I stay in Lustful. Well, I'll be moving there, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I already know what kind of residence you got there. You know what I'm saying? In the Ukraine, I think. It's first time in the Ukraine. I think it's our first time in the Ukraine, people. Oh. Right.
Yay.
Man tried to have sex with woman while she was vacuuming.
Yay.
That's a new position.
Good sucking action there, baby.
Yeah, good thing she didn't turn around and put the damn vacuum on and shit. You know what I mean? Take that. You want some head, all right? Oh, I'll give you some head. Take that.
Hey.
Sorry, people. Hey, Ukrainian woman killed her husband after he tried to have sex with her while she was vacuuming.
Damn.
Maria Gotinko of Chernigov told police her husband Victor wouldn't stop pestering her to have sex while she was cleaning the floors of her home. While the 47-year-old man was kissing and caressing her breast, she unplugged the Hoover and put the cord around his neck. And next thing she said, she knew he had fallen down and stopped breathing.
Damn. Alrighty then. Wow. Don't mess with that black widow.
Yeah. I mean, damn. All right, well, first of all, we're going to give an award to the dude. Yeah, because your persistent sex acts got you,
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. And I don't really want to give an award to the chick because really it don't sound like she knew, you know what I'm saying, that she was killing the dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't think she really meant to kill him. I'm lying like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
She blind.
Oh, she got spared, people. Wow. That has never happened before. Oh.
Mm.
Wow.
She's not even worth it.
She's not even worth it, people. Ain't that a bit. Damn, what the... No, that's blog talk right now. That's what that is. That's blog talk.
Can't even give a moment of silence?
They can't even get the damn taps nut going on for the dude. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that a bitch? Oh, okay, yeah, that's for the dude, though. That's not... All right, that's for the dead dude. Okay, got to get back into porn. Sorry, sir, you're already dead. Thank you. Alrighty. Keep this moving, man. Over here in Australia, shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X. You know what I'm saying? Over there in Perth. And wagging off, you know what I'm saying? And Dobro Vecchia. No. Dobro Utro. one of them. Hello to you motherfuckers over there. Where men are accused of wrestling Boris outside McDonald's. Who the fuck is Boris? Two men were arrested after bewildered diners at a McDonald's spotted them wrestling. What goddamn poor music? You fucking loud as me. Hey, only music louder than me. spotted them wrestling a 5 foot, 1.5 meter python named Boris in the restaurant parking lot. Victoria State Police said the men stole the 8-year-old black headed python and a lizard from a pet shop. They then brought the snake to the McDonald's parking lot, where they began wrestling with it in front of puzzled customers.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Just for the stupidity.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
I mean, that's just for the ignorance of that whole. You know what I'm saying? Whole thing right there. Alright, check it out. We're going to keep on moving, man. Playboy centerfold tried to open door plane during flight. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. Talking about being scared of flight. Yeah. And this is in Newark. A Playboy centerfold tried to bust out. Oh, not really. Yeah, midair from a jet amid a bad case of high anxiety. Law enforcement officers met a JetBlue plane. Who the fuck still flies JetBlue? Who flies JetBlue, period, on this phone?
I never flew on JetBlue.
You might want to stay off of JetBlue. I think Goofy Bone flew on that cheap
Southwest.
Shit one time. And they got the goddamn tail broke off of that motherfucking plane the last time.
Yeah,
and
I remember that.
Falling off and all this crazy shit. Y'all better leave the people alone.
Oh, yeah, fuck it. Help yourself, motherfucker.
Hey.
Fucking
cocksucker. Law enforcement officers, what the fuck?
Sorry.
What?
Ooh, we find out, and I'm all nasty looking. Oh, what's up,
okay.
Girl?
It sounds like problems.
Fuck, I'm all full of poison oak, man. I'm not in my right attire. I went to go mail out a couple CDs to a couple fans, and I'm hungry. I gotta go get some food.
Well, thank you for letting us know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to know.
Right. Law enforcement officers met a JetBlue plane at its arrival gate at Newark Liberty International Airport because of a passenger who was causing a disturbance on the air on board. The passenger was identified as 21-year-old Tiffany Livingston, in case anybody else out there does not want to give this dumb bitch a job, because she can't fly no goddamn well. No, man, it's what the hell. She was aboard JetBlue Flight 522 from Florida to Newark, New Jersey, when she bolted from her seat and tried to open the door of the plane. I'm pretty sure somebody punched her in her goddamn eye and told that stupid bitch sit the dumbass down. At least I would have, yeah. Dumbass down. Start screaming, I'll put something in your mouth to shut you up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, did I say that?
Let's hope it's a mouthful.
Oh, wait a minute. About to give an award from the sidelines over here. Oh, not even going to go there. Mission Vahel. I don't know where the hell that is, but that's where we're at. Vahel. V-I-E-J-O. V-O. There you go. V-O. Two killed by train after falling asleep on tracks.
Wow.
Where was that at?
There it is. In Mission Viejo. Viejo. That's in California.
Mission Viejo?
Yeah.
Spell it.
V-I-E-J-O.
V-I-E-J-O.
Or Viejo.
Viejo,
something like that. Down by Santa Barbara. Santa Ana. Oh, no, I think Santa Barbara is.
She got so many weird-ass names out there, so it ain't even fucking proper. But fuck it, that's California for you.
Well, the sole survivor. The sole survivor of deadly Metrolink train accident in Mission Viejo says she and her friends, more than a few dumbasses, fell asleep on the tracks after spending several hours drinking at a Santa Ana bar. People, I have been drunk. I've been the highest than goddamn four clouds in the sky. But the major thing when I get fucked up, I stay the fuck away from, and my mind and body tells me to stay the fuck away from, is railroad tracks. Right.
Yeah, you don't want to lay down on those.
Come on, man. A young man and woman were killed, and the survivor suffered moderate injuries when they were struck by the train. The woman who survived heard the train coming, and was able to jump out of the way. Right.
But how the fuck do you fall asleep on railroad tracks?
And,
people
were that drunk. All right.
I've been drunk before when I woke up on people's lawn. But I never woke up motherfucking railroad track.
Man, well, welcome to the show. This is Angie. This is Angie. All right, well, what's up, Angie?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Who
is it?
Is this the Playboy girl that opened the JetBlue thing?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just listening. I just be on your show.
Okay, well, that's what's up. Where you calling from?
So what's up, Daddy? Texas.
Oh, Texas in the motherfucking building. Shouts out to old Steady Baby Powder Fresh J out there, Dallas, Fort Worth. You know what I'm saying? You been by Bush's house yet?
No.
No.
Yeah, I ain't been by there.
Darling.
Well, you know, I normally have my annual throw a patented leather shoe at Bush's house, but I missed it last year. So you make sure you stay tuned, you know what I'm saying, because we meet up all from around the world.
I'm just about that love day.
Y'all, well. Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, he's that real 70s when he said that. I'm all about that love, Daddy. I'm like, damn. All right. About to play some Welcome Back for you. Hold on. That's something.
Welcome Back,
you go,
Carter.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what I thought it was. I'm like, wait, I got your song, bro. There you go, man. Just for you calling in the show, man. Because everybody don't think, you know what I'm saying, I be rapping for my peeps, you know what I'm saying? I do rap. Yeah, there you go. That make you feel at home?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome back, Carter, man. That's what I'm talking about. Going down. Anyways, man, what the hell? So we got off in here. Shouts out to Constantine for Abilene. That sounds like some goddamn fictitious name, but all right. Capo Rossi, Goofy Bone. That sounds like some fake fictitious name. Who the fuck was your name, Goofy Bone? Oh shit, my bad. I forgot you was on the line.
Yeah,
for the guests out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I guess I gotta say what's up.
What's that?
Oh, people, I got to finish the goddamn news, man. Y'all interrupting the news. But welcome to the show, my brother, and please hang in there. Yeah. You are a male, correct? There, she is Angie? You know, the she kind of threw me off, but you got that kind of sweet voice going on. You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure. Yeah. You know.
You're an E-Rock, darling.
We don't swing to the left, brother. We swing it to the right. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you invite Frank back?
Yeah, I don't know where Frank blow me at.
Yeah.
Frank, I want Big Black Balls.
Bend over Frank.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at, but all right. Oh, Cappy Ross is definitely a male. This is Capo Rossi on the phone? Oh, well, he hung up. Fuck, man, we can't get no good prank callers, man. What the hell?
You're a Debra, aren't you, darling?
God damn it. Hell no, I'm gonna hung up. Shit. All right. All right. Anyways, god damn it, getting back to the news. We're in Richmond, Texas. You probably know this person there. She is world's largest breast implants are removed.
World's largest what?
Breast implants. Women, why do you do dumb, stupid shit like that?
To get goofy bone hard.
Yeah, just come on, people. Well, the world I didn't even know who the fuck this bitch is. I've seen bitches right here in Florida with bigger tits than that, so, and they're natural. Yeah. But you don't want to be with the chick that's choking the motherfuckers around because she like 500 tons of fun too, so. Damn. But anyways, the world has come to know her well. Sheila Hershey. Yeah. Sweet. She looks sweet, though. Mm-hmm. Is known for her striking smile. Yeah, right. And her large M cup breast implants. Okay.
Ooh.
Heavenly
Damn.
Angel, I don't know nothing
Woo.
About cross sizes.
That's
but
humongous.
I thought double D's were big. How the hell you get all the way to an M?
Oh, my God. I'm an S.
I love double D's.
And that is like twice as big as I am.
Damn.
That's humongous.
Well, she has tried to save him for the past 3 months, but the fight has come to an end. Hershey had to have her implants removed, along with most of her own breast tissue. Hershey has been suffering from severe infections after trying to achieve fame for having the largest breast in the world. Well, you've achieved that. But at the cost of fame, you know what I'm saying? You can sit there about to damn near lose your life. People, at what price of fame is worth your life? I mean, come on.
That's madness.
But damn, when y'all get them breast implants and shit, you can't even feel a nigga sucking on your titty no more. He's sucking on silicone.
I wouldn't know. Mine are real.
I'm just saying, that's nasty, though. Then you squeeze a woman's titty with that silicone shit, and it leaves your fingerprints and shit. Like, god damn, bitch,
you
trying to set
one?
Me up? This trying to set me up and shit. I'm taking this titty to the police, nigga.
Seriously, fingerprints are left behind? I mean, indents?
The mold, yeah, on some of them.
Ooh.
The mold. Yeah, like it don't pop right back out. It's like the gel is too soft. So
ooh,
it just, I almost threw up in my mouth. Okay. We're in Tennessee, where this sounds right. Sorry about that, because somebody might be from Tennessee.
My mother was born there and raised
okay.
there.
All
yeah.
righty then.
Happy birthday, Ma.
Hopefully you didn't take after her, though.
No.
Football team doesn't know how to properly bathe.
Ooh.
No, but she didn't play football. So, hey, I guess she has one strike up. Yeah. A staph infection outbreak among several Tennessee football players left coach Derek Dooley with no option. And we've had a few staph infections, so we did a clinic yesterday on proper shower technique and soap using a rag, people. Dooley said, we put some new rags in. Y'all think I'm kidding, but I'm serious. We had, and I told them, the worst shower discipline of any team I've ever been around. So we talked a little about application of soap to the rag and making sure you hit all your body. You know, you can neglect it trying to cut corners, and it shows in how you practice and elsewhere. I'm hoping we show some improvement in that. That is disgusting. Staph infections, people, is
contagious, isn't it?
Yeah. That's very nasty. That's Well, this is for your whole team there, brother. Yeah, because y'all need to go and wash y'all ass. You know what I'm saying? Well, actually, I should give y'all two awards.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed stack of monkey shit.
And after those guys come out the locker,
don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Because, damn, y'all smelling funky. Listen, I played sports in school, you know what I'm saying? Never had athlete's foot. Never had no motherfucking staph infection. You know what I'm saying? Never had none of that shit. I mean, because, shit, proper home etiquette always taught you to motherfucking make sure you wear fresh socks. You know what I'm saying? The school and shit. And if you get your socks dirty and shit, to make sure you bring a fresh change of socks and clothes. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't even have to take showers in school, though. So, we ain't never get that funky. How funky are you fucking getting? Or you not bathing at home and then coming? You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all got to be doing. You can't be bathing at home. That's got to be what that is. Not washing your ass at home, and then y'all coming out here and getting all sweaty up on the field and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then that shit is doubling on top, so it's funk on top of funk. And then at the end of the day, you don't wash your feet and shit. Then they go home, you know what I'm saying, and probably don't take a bath, you know, immediately, and sit around on that shit until probably late that evening, 10 o'clock at night or some dumb shit. And then they go in there and wash. And they don't even wash their whole body. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, you got to wash your feet. The most important thing is your feet. If you chop your goddamn feet off, what the fuck going to happen to you? You're going to fall the hell over. Look like Kunta Kinte jumping through the goddamn woods and shit trying to get away from Massa. Shit. That was only in the movies, goddamn it. Shit. Bitch, chop your feet off, your ass is going to fall the fuck down. Leave that. Damn. That's fucked up, though. That's some nasty shit for some high schooler. But, I mean, still, y'all, something needs to be said to the parents, too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to check y'all kids. For real, for real. But in Arizona, man, let's go over here to Arizona, where a bank robber calls getaway taxi from the Jiffy Lube.
Are you leaving
me? Man. People, I smell so many awards written all over this that, man. The 27-year-old man has been arrested after police say he robbed a bank, then called a taxi. Yeah. Suspect entered the Wells Fargo Bank located inside of the Safeway at Frank Lloyd Wright and the Loop 101. The man placed the bag on the counter and demanded cash and fled on foot. Police spoke to employees at a nearby Jiffy Lube who said a man fitting the suspect's description was inside their store acting strangely. The man called a cab and left. Now, this is a lot of things wrong with this whole situation. All right. When you go into a 7-Eleven, and you steal something out of the 7-Eleven, what do they do to you?
They're going to throw your ass in jail.
But when you try to run out the door, what do?
Don't they lock the door automatically, or?
Electronic locks.
Yeah.
Every fucking little mom and pop grocery store got the little electronic lock on the goddamn door. So you telling me a motherfucking financial institution does not have automatic door locks. So when this dumbass turned around and tried to run out the door, you automatically lock the goddamn doors. And as soon as he turned around, you hit the goddamn panic button to bring the police down. Man.
Yeah.
All right. That's just like these motherfuckers, you know, they show you the picture on the news and shit, talking about some, this is a suspected bank robber. As you see in the picture, we don't have a clear view of the suspect. How the fuck you don't have a clear view when you got cameras that point right at the damn teller window? You got cameras that come, when you come into the bank, you got cameras that's right outside the bank when you coming into the bank. But none of these images are motherfucking clear. You always get some old, you know what I'm saying, 1960 version. Like, they just got TVs installed into the bank and shit. And they ain't up on technology. Man. Anyways, on behalf of you, brother, we'll get back to you. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and take care of you and get you out of the way. Give you your award so you can live happily ever after. You know what I'm saying? I know he's patient. He's been patient. Really wanting his award. So, we'll hit him up with a triple threat, people. Here's his triple threat award for the, for this guy. Man, that's some stupid shit. I can see him standing there right now. Sir, would you like oil change? Oh, no, nah, I'm straight. Motherfucker, I ain't got a cop.
Keep lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
People, I tell you. Doesn't get any nuttier than some of these people on this damn news. I mean, people do some nutty shit around the world. But some people just do some absolutely ignorant shit. And that's one of them. All right, let's go ahead and move on one more, man. Let's keep this thing moving. All right. Yeah, and if anybody ever wanted to call in, you know, and be a part of the news or drop some late-breaking news from your area, please call 347-237-5125, and you will be live. God damn, man, these motherfuckers. Do y'all hear this shit?
What is that?
Yeah, all that beating and shit. God damn.
Yeah, I hear the banging, yeah.
That shit's annoying than a motherfucker. And they complain about me when I do my show outside and shit. I'd be laughing.
Hell no. What are they, banging the bed on the wall?
Nah, old people ain't getting down like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But no, that's these motherfuckers, I don't know, they've been getting the whole damn, their whole condo redone.
Remodeled?
Yeah, getting everything gutted out of that bitch. It ain't gonna matter, shit. The value of these sons of bitches still suck. You know what I'm saying? And we pay $80,000 for this fucking condo, and we ain't been here a year, and the value done went down to $22,000. Where they do that at? And I'm talking about these $100,000, $200,000 condos, people. Yeah. But the secret to that is you will never own a motherfucking condo, so stop fucking wasting your money. But you try to explain that to my mom before she bought this shit, you know what I'm saying? You never know. Not in America. You will never own anything. You will never own a piece of America. Put it that way. You'll never own a piece of America. Not even your motherfucking car, not your house that you so-called bought and paid for cash, credit, or whatever the fuck. Because you still pay a goddamn mortgage on that shit. You don't pay your motherfucking mortgage, bitch, the bank take their goddamn house back. So therefore, it was never yours. Just like this condo. If we don't pay the motherfucking dues on this bitch every month and the maintenance, $500, yeah, take this goddamn condo with your car. You don't pay the motherfucking insurance on it, or if you got it from the lot and you don't make the payments, they will take your goddamn car. And if you don't put no tags and shit on it and try to park the bitch around, they will come and tow your goddamn car. So what do you really own? Just you. And you really only own that much of you. Anyways. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Washington Dicks on Chicks, man, right up the street. Well, I don't know why I keep saying that. They make it seem like you guys are so close, but yet so far. Obama added more to debt. How can you add more to $1 trillion debt? How can you add more? Never mind. Anyway. Washington. Man. Washington through Reagan combined. In the first 19 months of the Obama administration, the federal debt held by the public increased by $2.5260 trillion, which is more than the cumulative total of the national debt held by the public that was amassed by all U.S. presidents from George Washington through Ronald Reagan. Yeah, until goddamn George Bush got his ass in there. So y'all ain't even mentioning him. Because that's how we in this goddamn trillion motherfucking dollar deficit in the fucking first place. So who the fuck cares if this son of a bitch comes along and keep adding to it? Shit, we already done. But I guarantee you, I tell you what, with all these big-ass, fake-ass numbers that they throwing around, I guarantee you this shit ain't going to stop me from motherfucking making my money. It's not going to motherfucking stop me from motherfucking going to Red Lobster when I want to. Or Olive Garden when I want to. Or going buy some motherfucking weed. Or going buy some motherfucking alcohol. Or living my motherfucking life the way I goddamn want to live it. Washington Dicks on Chicks ain't got shit to do with that. But motherfuckers keep playing, you know, want to give it to the facade of it all. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. We're fucked up, man. Because Washington's... Have you even been to Washington? Hell no. Nah. What the fuck you care about what's going on in Washington Dicks on Chicks for? Or at the Capitol. Or anything, man. Fuck all that shit. Sorry, people. I don't watch TV. I guess that's my fault. I don't watch TV. Right. All right, here we go. Democracy. What the hell is democracy? What the hell is a democracy? What the hell is Democrats and Republicans? Like I read yesterday, what the fuck is the Democratic Liberal Party? How the fuck you a liberal Republican or a liberal conservative or a liberal Democrat? What the? Come on, people. Yeah, I'm a conservative Republican Democrat. Right. That's my new party affiliation. Oh, man. It's some real shit, people.
You thank God that the gangs, you know what, this is America's first gang. These fucking Democrats.
Yeah.
It's the first gang, people.
Yeah. And everything else is just a model off of that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a model off of that shit. But they trying to cover up themselves, you know what I'm saying, from all the shit they do. So how do we do that? Well, we make motherfuckers do what we was doing. So we won't have to do it no more. And then we can control them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? And still have the show going on the road. Crazy, people. It's crazy. Well, man attacks pelican for stealing his fish. Damn. That's how y'all Californians get down. I see. All right. When a pelican nabbed a fish that Daniel Richard Marino had caught on the Newport Beach coast, earlier this year, he turned violent, stomping the bird. Damn. Marino, 20 years old, was sentenced to community service and probation after pleading guilty the day before to misdemeanor animal cruelty. Marino was fishing off the Newport pier when a pelican swooped down from a nearby building and tried to grab part of his catch. Hell no. This is the problem with humans and you in somebody else's motherfucking habitat. You can't get mad because you fishing in this motherfucking man's goddamn fishing area. He's standing up there scoping, trying to do what the fuck you doing, and you done snatched his goddamn catch. That's the fish he was looking at. Now you mad because you done took a meal out of his mouth. that he was trying to take out of your mouth.
Give him a pow pow on that one.
Oh, man. All right. My special
request.
Special request, man. Yeah. Hey, guy, put your fishing pole in there. I'm motherfucker, you. Shit. All kind of shit, man. Sorry, people. That's how we get down. All right. In Pennsylvania, we got a couple more left, people, and then we're out of the building. Get back to this. Come on, jams. Neighbor complains about church bell after 104 years. Well, if I was 104 years old, I'd probably complain about that shit, too. Jeez, what is all of this ringing in my ears? Oh, it's just the church. For 104 years, the bell at St. John the Baptist, Roman kept. What the hell? This don't even make sense. This is just like what I just said. The goddamn, how do you a conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican? Okay. And being I said that, the bell at St. John the Baptist Roman Catholic Church. If St. John was a Baptist, what the fuck is he doing at the Roman Catholic Church? Makes no sense. You see the wordplay these stupid motherfuckers keep using? And these stupid motherfuckers actually got congregation members, people in their congregation that... okay. Anyways. In Hilly Blue Collar Monayunk. Boy, some fucked up names, boy. Monayunk. Has joyfully summoned the faithful to prayer, celebrated marriages, and marked the ends of wars. Now in a city whose many sacred symbols include a cracked bell, someone has filed a complaint to silence St. John's 5,000-pound bronze casting. Oh, somebody get tired of that goddamn ring. Goddamn. Well, I don't know. I can't really speak on that, people. You know what I'm saying? Cause, shit. Goddamn bell be louder than a motherfucker, boy. But then that's like goddamn Sinai living by the railroad tracks. I don't know if I can do that shit. I probably, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think I would. All right, people, I think that is it for your Nutty News of the Day, brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your wild, weird, and crazy, and, oh, wait a minute, not yet, news. This is your last one. No, I'll give you two more left. How about that? Because both of these are fucking nutty. All right, this is in the Grand Rapids. Man attack woman. Whoa. Man attacked woman, her in her home. But she got his wallet.
Oh, hey.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get your wallet stolen.
That was his first mistake, bringing that.
Come on, people. You bring your wallet to a bank robbery. You know what I'm saying? That you stuffing cash into your pockets at. Right.
Come on, people. That's like going to a bank robbery without your gun or your mask. Say hi, can I just have some money?
Give me all the cash. this is the real finger. Like, yeah, we can see that. But this is the problem, too, because police are looking for a man who reportedly broke into a house in the 400 block of Leonard Street Northeast and tried to sexually assault and rob a woman. He managed to stab off the attack and gaining her attacker's wallet in the process.
Wow.
The woman received facial injuries during the incident, but somehow managed to get the man's wallet, giving police a solid lead. What the fuck is a solid lead? You got the man's goddamn ID. How can you even say you're looking for this motherfucker? Go to this goddamn house. And sit your ass there and wait till this stupid motherfucker comes on, because apparently he forgot he done dropped his goddamn wallet. Man. All right. Well, anyways, last but not least, people, to end off your nutty day, we're in Florida, right? And ended in Florida, but damn it, that's how we get.
Wanna what?
Where we walking to?
Wanna what?
Where we walking to? You know, this is how I do, people. You know, people don't be talking to me and shit. I'm always in conversation. What happened? What she said? Oh, no, she didn't. Motherfucker, I'm going to talk to you. Oh, I'm bad. All right. We're in Florida where police blow up kids' toy pony.
What?
It's okay. The Orange County Bomb Squad was on the scene investigating a suspicious package, which was a toy pony. Just before noon, it was blown up. Damn. Officers told WFTV, what the fuck TV? Well, that a concerned citizen called it in. No one knows where the toy pony came from, but it was found in a cul-de-sac near Waterbridge Elementary School. And it's not something you see every day, a child's toy treated like a terrorist weapon. But investigators said they could take no chances with a toy pony equipped with wires and batteries.
Equipped with wires and berries?
And batteries.
Oh.
And that make it look like a bomb because it has an antenna sticking out of it and batteries in it.
Well, Voodoo, you're not going to get one of those ponies for your birthday.
Damn, police take that shit to the extreme, boy. Damn. All right, hey, check this out, man. If y'all want to bookmark and save the show, y'all got to go back to the to the front show page, and just really you can just click on the heart and click fave as a friend, and then if you click fave as a friend, that will start sending you an email, an automatic email to let you know what I'm saying, hey, this guy is on, this guy is on. Or is that when you save yourself as a friend? Well, either way, you can do become a friend, or you can click on the heart and save this show, fave this show. And then it'll remind you every time you log on to Blog Talk Radio and this show on. But you don't need that because, goddammit, we're all live Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio, a.k.a. WDGE Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize, doing it live. And, yeah, so that's how y'all can catch us, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, right after this is 186-Point Deuce Worldwide Radio Show. Shout Change Friday, you know, and appreciate Capo Rossi and everybody else came through the show, you know what I'm saying, who done left already, Jamie Garcia, who was that, Constan for Abilene,
the and, Rush Project,
who was that, I-Rod, the sensitive guy that came through earlier, Mr. I-Rod, you guys are playing into the false information. You guys can't do that. Get your sensitive ass out of here, mother. Sensitive ass, mother. Get your ass out of here. All right, we got a...
Smith, why don't you remind him about Vegas? Remind him about Vegas.
Timmy! Oh, well, remind him, Timmy. All right, Miss PC Bone is in the building.
Oh,
don't forget, Miss PC Bone. We don't want to hear that shit this time. Give me you fair warning. The Blog Talk Radio, well, excuse me, people. The host goddamn family reunion. I'm going to stop saying that shit. Fuck that. The host family reunion, the second annual host family reunion, is going down, you know what I'm saying, in Las Vegas. This November coming up, you know what I'm saying, it's the first week in November. So whatever that first weekend is, that's when goddamn we're going to be there. And y'all need to make sure you have your faces in the place. We'll be meeting up from all around the world. And I mean the world. And I do believe Miss Tasha Triple H is going to try to come back in town. We're going to see. But we're going to see who's the furthest person we can get. You know what I'm saying? To bring them on. We need worldwide representation. You know what I'm saying? And Australia was the longest person that came the last year. So it's going down again. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we got, if you're looking for room and board, contact either myself or Mr. Goofy Bone. And, you know what I'm saying, we'll hook you up with,
Yeah, I'm telling you, people, I mean, I'm gonna set you up in a nice place. This place is nice. Everyone hates this place, call it a little dump. But this is a place where you could get fucked up in. If you try to pull the shit that we did in a regular Las Vegas hotel room, we would be kicked out.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah. We
and this place is cheap.
Go to
cheap.
YouTube. Fuck that. Go to YouTube.
It's affordable and it's motherfucking crazy. Trust me. We burned it down. And we'll do it again this year.
Dollar dogs and beer, goddammit. Dollar hot dogs.
Dollars and beer.
Shit. You can't beat that, people. All right, Miss PC Bone, what's happening?
Hey there, what's happening, everybody?
Oh, shit.
What's wrong with you, my guy?
Oh, no, not Miss Mr. Pure Lady. Boone is over here getting stupid, so I can...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said that earlier.
Sorry,
all right. That was good, yeah. Right. That's all I can say about
that. None of them are working. We have to walk. I'm going to get you a snack. A treat.
What's up, Mr. Peter Lady?
Hey there. How are you?
How's my fiance doing on this wonderful day?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You're pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh. Not bad. Hey, Miss Computer Lady, I did tell you, right?
Now, you listen to old Fiddler if he wants to keep it alive. You in America now. You hear me talking, nigga? You in America.
Yeah, I remember that line from that movie.
You hear me talking, nigga? Boy, that shit down sounds so throwback, boy. God damn. That's throwback right now, boy. Got to love
that. That's a
throwback. Ah, man. Just like that.
Kunta Kinte. Oh, no, that's your African name. Musta give you a new name. Musta say, you name Tobe.
And she's been up ever since.
Ah, man. But hey, people, you got to know where we came from, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? If you going to know where you're going. Or where not to go, goddammit. Either way.
Where the fuck Toby at?
Well, shit. He was on the last time I seen him, he was on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Goddamn, Toby came to America and got a job.
Oh, shit. I forgot it was about.
Toby was on Reading Rainbow, goddammit.
Toby. Motherfucking Toby up and
down. Yeah. Oh, man, that is too crazy. Reading Rainbow, Reading Rainbow.
Hey, I like it. yeah, good time.
And don't forget, people, it's in a book.
That's right.
In a book, take a look, a Reading Rainbow.
Here we go, everybody. One, two, three, go. Oh, okay.
Hey.
Y'all wasn't really ready.
We were. You're right.
Hey, Miss Computer Lady.
Hey there, Evelyn.
How you doing today, honey?
Pretty good.
That was funny to me.
Smelly, this is something I don't get, Smelly. You know the Milwaukeeans, the Mill Gay Nation, those pieces of shit. Them motherfucking, they had their fat broad fucking email me saying, I was wondering if you could make a commercial for our show.
Oh, really?
I see that. Yeah.
I don't know what you should have thought, yeah. Throw y'all a pig. That's why you motherfucking hitting us up. Yeah. Well, we can do that. Yeah. You want to do one joint, one form? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I ain't going to motherfucking do anything for them motherfuckers. What the fuck am I going to do shit? Pieces of shit.
We can hook it up. You're in tune to the gayest nation. on Blog Talk Radio. It's Millgay Nation with your gayest host.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Live on Blog Talk Radio. No.
Wow.
I just did their radio. That's their commercial. That's their intro, people. That is the new Millgay Walkie Nation's true intro right there. That describes them to the T. I mean, it put everybody in there. Fat ass, monkey lips. It got everybody. It wrapped everybody up in that one intro right there. I was making sure I didn't leave anybody out. I'll be sending that over after the show. All right.
And Petey Green's got a song called Cooler Than the Other Side of the Pillow.
Oh, goodness. What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's all I can say. One night stand.
And you know they took that off of his punk-ass motherfucking Blog Talk, man.
They took what?
It's one night stand off. I gotta upload it back up again. They took it off.
Oh, did they?
They took all the diss songs off. Every single one of your songs is on here, except for the damn diss song. What? I think they took the VCR fuck up off too.
They took the VCR fuck ups the other day from me. I reloaded them, but it was like, come on, people.
Yeah, they took them. Yeah, you remember I had one up on here. I think they took that.
You had a couple.
Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, they took that off too. God damn. Now, see, their reasoning for doing that, people, is we don't use the tracks within 90 days. You know what I'm saying? They take the tracks off to make room for the servers. That's their claim. But when we first started out on this motherfucker, Bitches had 5,000 goddamn artists and shit, you know what I'm saying, loaded up. So I don't see no increase in service, you know what I'm saying, by y'all taking the songs off or leaving the songs on.
Yeah.
Right. I couldn't hit you with a
word. That was Boo News, people.
Oh,
right.
That was Boo News.
Mm-hmm. God damn it, this shit. Man.
Hey, what's up, Cyanide? He's up in the chat room.
Oh, he done made it in. He done made it home. All right, well, shouts out to Cyanide up in this mood, nigga. And, been holding it down for you, homie. And I'm going to get up out of here, people, with, what anybody want to hear?
Do Red Fox.
I want to hear Special Friends.
No, Great Fox. Great Fox, man. I love that song.
God damn. All right, well,
I know.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can't do Great Shelly.
Well, I got to, you know what, do the quest. I got to get out of here. I got to go do the other show. 186 Point Deuce, Short Change Friday. Check us out right after this show. Live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Peace. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
All righty.
And Mr. Cyanide jumps in right at the last end of the bell, at the 1 minute warning. And let's see if we can emergency beam him up in real quick. With 90 seconds to go, people. Can we do it? We're going to do a beam in and a beam out. Hold on, people. This is going to be tricky. Very tricky. This is something you should not attempt at home. Okay. Here we go. All right. 1, 2, 3. Here we go.
Konnichiwa.
Oh, it worked.
Better late than ever.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. That fucking spirit right there, man. Goddamn spirit we need, man. Shit. That's why I'm going to the Bible burning shit tomorrow, no matter what time I show up. Pissing on the pile, you know what I'm saying? I'm pissing on the pile. That's what I'm talking about.
I think the other one is that one.
Which one?
My grandson's picking out signs for me.
Oh.
Says, caution, children at play.
Well, what the hell do we need that sign for?
Or or speed limit 15 miles.
What the hell do we need those signs for? I mean, get the guy out the way, little kids. That's what you do. Get, hey, hey, get out the way, you little turd. That's how I speak to them, you know. Then they move.
How about no dumping allowed? No dumping allowed.
I like that one. You know what I'm saying? Don't shit on my yard, you little turds. No dumping. Don't you see the sign? Jeez. No respect. Like Rodney Dangerfield, it's no respect.
Don't step in the grass. Smoke it.
Right. And not on this grass.
Yeah,
you know,
baby.
What I'm saying?
Thank you.
All right, people. All my shaky friends out there. Much love to you. Make sure y'all stay blessed and unstressed, man. Have a great weekend. You never know. Might be a surprise show tomorrow. Never know how it goes.
Oh.
If it do, you know what I'm saying?
We'll
be live
for
nothing. We'll be live for nothing.
Love.
All right, Mr. Pewter Lady, Mr. Sayonat. And Miss Emily Angel. And y'all already know how we do it. Everybody out there that tuned in and listened to the show, much love and thank you. Rolling over to the 186 Deuce Worldwide Radio Show right after this, people. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Show me that you care.
such a place.